True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
We are less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, and we've talked a ton about Shedeur Sanders, and I don't think he's going to be on the Giants, but the theory that I did not like, Jerry, about the Giants passing on a quarterback early and then taking one later was that if you didn't think the guy at the top of the draft was going to be the future of your organization,
why would those guys be?
Why would the other guys be?
I agree.
Okay. However, I'm trying to sell myself on one particular situation, and that's with Jalen Milroe, because this guy clearly is not ready to play in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And everybody that was evaluating him said, stay in college. And you could be, have a good year, get a little bit better. You could be the number one overall pick.
And make a lot more money again.
Yeah, exactly. Just stay there. You're not ready. And he didn't listen. And he came out. And he's going to go to the draft, which is a silly thing.
Now, Sanders said he's not going.
Sanders isn't going. Jalen Milroe is, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Even though Sanders could drop significantly as well. But everybody who said this guy's not ready, there's so much that he needs to work on, also say, you know, this guy is one of the better athletes we've seen at the position in a while. Now, we also heard that about Anthony Richardson, right?
Yeah.
But that didn't necessarily work out. And there's a lot of Anthony Richardson qualities there with Jalen Milroe, which is someone who's got such physical, unbelievable talent, but just doesn't look like he's completely understanding the position right now. But I think I can be sold on, if you really don't like Shedeur that much and you draft Abdul Carter and then you end up either trading back into the first round or using that second pick in the second round that you have. So it's 33. I think it's number 34 that they have in the second round on Jalen Milroe, and then have him just never see the field. No way, no how are you playing next year? And you got Jameis there, you got Russell Wilson there, you got Tommy DeVito there, and we are going to teach you everything from the ground up like you've never played the position before, and then see how it goes a year after that. I think I could be sold on that one.
I guess.
But not Jackson Dart, not Shuck. Milroe's the one I could see, as long as he's not nowhere near the field in 2025.
All right, so let's paint this scenario. The Giants go 8-9 this year. They look like a competitive football team. They draft either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter at number 3. They pass on Sanders, and let's say that that's what they do. I would think the plan would be they've showed improvement. Shane and Dable coming back. They got their quarterback. Here we go next year. It's your in 2026. You are the quarterback, and he's an abject failure. I mean, you got to be this whole thing about drafting a quarterback, and everybody's saying you got to get your franchise quarterback this year. Yeah, if you think there is one, and if that's the plan, you sure as hell better be sure that he's going to be ready to be your guy next year. And no one is. No one knows. That's why this whole thing is such a load of crap.
I know it is. But so but they have to go through this process and they're going to be judged on it. And Joe Shane has his job today. I am fully convinced because of the draft that he had last year. Because prior to that, he was swinging and missing in a huge way with the first round. Evan Neal, Kayvon Thibodeau, Deontay Banks, just brutal. So then he obviously comes back. There's so many contributors this year, all the way down to Tyrone Tracy. Obviously, Neighbors has a tremendous year. So I think that if they could find a way to get Abdul Carter, who shows up on the field as an impact player right away, we're talking like defensive rookie of the year type stuff, and then, you know, Milroe's there. They've won 7 or 8 games, like you said, and then all the reports are that you know, he's challenging. You know, he's in practice, he looks great, all that stuff. Those are two reasons now for John Mara to say, all right, let's go ahead. Because I don't want to now, if we think Milroe's a guy, I don't want to now pull the plug on that.
Of course.
And then give him another offensive coordinator when we worked on him for the entire year. So when you look at it from the standpoint of Daboll and Shane sticking around, you know, two things have to happen. They got to win some games, which that's what they're doing with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. They got to try to win some games there. They got to show that they're drafting properly. Malik Neighbors, Abdul Carter, great. And they got to show the plan at the quarterback going forward.
Yeah, well, I'm...
Because where the hell are you getting your quarterback after that? You know, I mean, it's going to be the same thing next year. Who the hell? All right, you got to draft someone next year then. Like, and yeah. maybe you don't have an opportunity to draft a guy next year.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It's just such a complicated conversation, and this is why I do feel for GMs all around the league that always get it wrong. Like, if you're sitting there in Jacksonville, you feel pretty good that you got Trevor Lawrence. But do you really know? I mean, you had the 1 year and he looked great and that playoff win was incredible. And you want to say he's been banged up? He's terrible last year. I mean, that guy was supposed to be as sure a thing as there is. He's getting paid a fortune now. Do you really know if Trevor Lawrence is going to turn out to be great?
No, of course, right, not. But it's not. You never do with any of these guys.
Exactly. So my only point is now we're going to hope that someone you draft in the second or third round, I imagine the second round, is going to be the answer. And what if he turns out, what if you don't see what you said? Then what's the plan?
Yeah, I mean, then it's Christian Hackenberg, then it's, you know, whoever the hell else, Kyle Loletta. Yeah, right. But the reason why I think Milroe is different, and it's just the fact the athleticism, and you get a full, you know, you're going to get a full year of tutelage.
Yeah, and I do like
tutelage.
That. I do like that.
So that's why. So if you're going to take a shot, you take a shot on a kid like this, you know? And then it's also an exciting fan base type of player too, you know? And it's like, man, you know, think about the Giants have been dead.
Dead.
I mean, if this guy ends up panning out for them and one of the most exciting athletes at the position, I mean, that would be incredible. So and you have a chance to get him with also drafting.
You're right.
A really, really high prospect. So
the reason why I always come back to Sanders is because what's between the ears, and I think his makeup will be willing and able to take anything that comes his way. I don't know why I think that. I just do. I don't know if it's because you know, there was a conversation on the Midday Show. Craig went in with Sal and BT. And he said, if Shador Sanders' dad was a plumber, would we be thinking this way about him? And I said, well, of course not. But that's the point, though. He grew up around greatness. he has had, you know, you can say maybe he's had it easy because his dad's been his coach. I think it's been the opposite. I don't think it's been easy for him. I think if you read his social media, I think he's already got the shell around him where he can take the slings and the arrows from the fans and from the critics, to where it's kind of like we always talk about when Twitter first came out, a lot of us joined, hey, this will be fun. And within a couple of months, you realize, well, people are coming at you pretty good. And the first time someone tells you you suck, it's hurtful. The second time, it bothers you. The third time, and as you more and more, now it's like, ha, you don't like me either.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I mean, you're basically calloused from head to toe.
Yes, he has dealt with that. I really do believe every step of the way, and I think he could step into this market and handle it. I don't know Jalen Miller. I don't know. Maybe he could, maybe he can't. I just feel like he's won all, everywhere he's been, he's won. And I know he played at Colorado and Jackson State. It wasn't Ohio State. I get that. But I just feel like he's built for it. Your plan is fine, and I don't know why it wouldn't work.
And it's, by the way, it was never my plan to begin with. I always said draft the quarterback if he's there. If Shador's there, draft him. But I'm just thinking now that's not what's going to happen. So
doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. So I'm just now thinking, you know, is there another thing that I would agree with that they would do? And I think, you know, this would be it. This particular thing. Now I'm not worried at all about Shador Sanders being able to handle it. Thing that scares me is like the way that the scouts are picking him apart and the way that he looks and how he plays.
Let
like
me ask you this though. How come 3 months ago everybody talked about how this guy is just unbelievable and he's going to be a top five? And
I never got that sense.
See, I did. I felt like along it was Sanders.
Right, but I never got that sense that it was a can't miss. I always felt from the beginning that they had knocked this quarterback class from the start. It's not as good as last year. You know, I remember back 3-4 months ago, Phil Simms said if J.J. McCarthy was in this draft, he'd be the overall number one pick. No doubt about it. So I do think that because it's Shador and because it's a lower quarterback class and that, he's got a lot of attention on him. But I don't think anybody's been looking at him like he was the next Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning coming out.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.